Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, December 8th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the forward to the second edition, page XIX. We're reading the third full paragraph, that bottom paragraph that begins with, while the internal difficulties, ending with, about two out of three began to return as time passed. We are reading and commenting on just one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Elaine B. reading the text, Penny L.C. will read page 164, and our newcomer greeter is Christina M. and announcement Shelley E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, December 7th, 2023, is 20,917. That's 20,917. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,919 or 20,919. OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Nancy C. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everyone. This is Nancy C. from Texas, a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing. Nine, made direct amends to such people, wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy C. And I will now ask Anita L. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everybody. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Have a great day, everyone, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Anita L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature that we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are in the foreword to the second edition, page XIX, the third full paragraph that begins with, while the internal difficulties, ending with, about 2 out of 3 began to return as time passed. We are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Elaine B. to begin reading.
Thank you so much. While the internal difficulties of our adolescent period were being ironed out, public acceptance of AA grew by leaps and bounds. For this, there were two principal reasons: the large number of recoveries and reunited homes. These made their impressions everywhere. Of alcoholics who came to AA and really tried, 50% got sober at once and remained that way. 25% sobered up after some relapses, and among the remainder, those who stayed on with AA showed improvement. Other thousands came to a few AA meetings and at first decided they didn't want the program, but great numbers of these, about 2 out of 3, began to return as time passed. So love the history and diving in, and I can relate to this in so many ways, even just in my own story. Internal difficulties got ironed out. That's what the program's all about.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry, Elaine, to interrupt. This is Penny. I was just wondering, was that the paragraph that we were reading today?
It is the paragraph that was announced, so that's...
Okay.
Yes.
I apologize then.
That's okay.
I'm going to... Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm going to just resume now with my timing, if that's okay. So the things were being ironed out. That's what they learned to do. They had the steps to do it, and they had a power greater than themselves to help them. And that's what we gain in this program. And the large number of recoveries, boy, oh, boy, if we didn't hear people say, this is Elaine B. from Massachusetts, a recovered compulsive overeater, which I didn't say when I started, so thank you. But when we share, we wouldn't know that there's a lot of people who've really had life-changing experience because of this. These made impressions everywhere, you know, just, wow, there really is a solution. Oh, my gosh, I can see the difference. Alcoholics who came to AA and really tried. That's the thing. You know, we have to practice these principles in all of our spheres. I'm so grateful for the traditions that helped iron out those things and that we get to hear them every time on these meetings. And that we learned that we're not alone in this. We have help. We have a design for living that really works. And not only can we put down the food, we get to pick up a way of living that is more satisfying than anything we had experienced before. However, you know, 50%, it meant that they didn't stay that way, that they relapsed. And that was my experience, too. In fact, my husband said, you know, we can't live together in this house because you take it on a new lover and it's food. You know, we'll just live separately. And thank God somebody gave me the number for a vision for you. And I came in here and I found exactly what this is. You know, I found people that recovered. I found a new way of looking at this. And I, you know, recently celebrated 10 years of abstinence. And I'm really so very grateful. And it's because of working this program one day at a time. So whether we fall in the, you know, we got sober at once and remain that way, or we sobered up after some relapses, or, you know, we show improvement. In any circumstance, life is going to get better. You know, in any circumstance, life is going to get better. So at first, some people decide they don't want the program, but then 2 out of 3 began to return as time passed. This program is so successful that it's been, you know, turned into fill in the blank anonymous. In fact, my husband and I attend an all addictions meeting together because there are so many ways that this program will transform and change our lives. And has mine, and I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine B., and congrats on 10 years. That's just amazing. Well, we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. If you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible. We have so many people on the line. I'll remind you with the timer when your time is up. When you hear the timer, please finish your sentence and not your thought so that we can quickly move on to the next person in line to share. And I'm going to get a lineup. If you could please give your first name, your last initial, and where you're calling from, and who would like to share on that paragraph?
Maria C. in California.
I got you, Maria C. And who else would like to share?
Joe Marie M.
Margaret D., Georgia.
I've got Joe Marie. I've got Margaret D.
Margo B.
I've got Margo. I believe that was a B as in boy.
Elaine G.
I've got you, Elaine. Margo, was that a B as in boy? Okay, well, she'll let us know when it's her turn. Okay, anyone else want to get in on that first lineup?
Patty O, Florida.
I've got you, Patty O. All right. I've got Maria C., Joan Marie M., Margaret D., Margo B., Elaine G., and Patty O. And if you could please let us know where you're calling from, we're going to start with Maria C., followed by Joan Marie M.
Hi, everybody. My name is Maria C., recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles.
Thank you to everyone who's leading and working on this meeting. I really appreciated in this paragraph not just the numbers, but all of the different examples of the ways people have come and gone into the room. You know, it reminds me of the Big Book, where it's like you could be the jaywalker, you could be Fred, et cetera. Or also in the Big Book, you could be a hard drinker, you could be a true hopeless alcoholic. You know, there's examples of each kind of person who comes, and so there's something that we can all identify with, and we're all welcome, even though how we came and went into program was different. Now, I know I first tried program 7 years ago, heard the word God, and turned around and ran away for another year until the desperation came. And so I just really appreciate, that it's another list where there's room for all of us. Thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Maria C. from California. Next up, we've got Joan Marie M., followed by Margaret D.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joan Marie, grateful to be on the line today and in living in recovery, being a recovered compulsive overeater. Wow. You know, what stood out to me was the percentage of those that made it and didn't make it, or, you know, that stood around long enough to receive the miracle. And I was one of those. I came and went, but always growing in my spiritual life. But then I just thought it would be me and God. But I know He does that for others. But for me, I needed it all. I need the accountability, I need the sponsor, I need the food plan, the meetings, and the steps, working and living them, sponsoring, all of that I need to keep what I have been so freely given, and I'm so grateful. So my thought today is that never give up, never ever give up, because there is a miracle. I don't know why I get so emotional. I hate when I do, but you know what? It just comes from the heart, because I know how hard it is. I know the suffering. I know the torment. I know what it takes to get here. But just hang in there, and the miracle will happen. God bless you all, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. Next, we have Margaret D., followed by Margot B.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Margaret D. in Georgia, and I am definitely a compulsive eater, and secondly, where I am is through the protection, the grace, the love of my higher power. The paragraphs or what we just heard to me is so truthful. It's so accurate, and I can identify with everything that was said, because I have been in all of those situations. I was the person who got recovered, the person that relapsed. I was the person that, just that fell away and kind of gave up. Although I never quit coming, never ever quit coming. But I managed somehow to get so off track. Oh my God. But, you know, this program didn't work for me, is what I told myself. So I started another 12-step food program. And then that didn't work for me because of whatever my brain was telling me. And so I would start another 12-step program. And so I would, even though I'd never left program, I just was all over the map. And I guess what I'd like to do today, and then I'm going to pass, is just to share the hope that in the opening message, in the statement where we hear we can recover through abstinence and through working the 12 steps. And that you can take to the bank. I have recovered. And again, it's just been through practicing abstinence and working the steps. But again, that those experiences in doing that have taken me all over the map, just all over. It was never a straight course, never a straight path. I've been in program probably over 33 years. And again, I think I've visited every nook and corner and cranny of recovery that you possibly can. And the thing, what I've found is never give up hope in your higher power. Never, ever, ever give up hope. God is reaching, or in my case, what I found, God was reaching twice as hard. Oh, there's the magic bell. And so with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret D. Next up, we have Margot B., followed by Elaine G.
Hi, Margot B. here, compulsive overeater. Grateful to be able to claim my seat. Thank you, everybody, for their service and comments around the room. For some reason, I'm just going to go with where I'm at in terms of what got to my mind and my heart. You know, I came to the vanity stage for the sanity, and just it reminds me of how many layers there are to this work, and that I have to clean house, trust God, be of service, and just keep keeping on, and that there's more and more revealed, and then that all that internal stuff gets ironed out, right? It's not about the food, but it's, you know, it's a symptom. It's a symptom of this internal stuff that goes on in my life, in my between my ears. You know, the experiences that I have, and then I take those experiences, and what am I going to do, self-destruct or destroy that tornado? You know, hey, Ma, nothing's wrong down here. What are you guys talking about, you know? And just having this awareness through this work, and always is just another layer. Thank God he didn't give up on me. And it's just about me being with him who can lead me and direct me, so I can be who he created me to be, not who people tell me I'm supposed to be, or my stinking, delusional ideas, because I've internalized certain things, you know. But I have to keep my eyes on him, and it's through this work that I am able to do that. So I just needed to claim my seat. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Margo. Can you tell us where you're calling from, please? In case someone wants to find you on the meeting, the member list. Okay, well, we'll move on. Next, we have Elaine G., followed by Patty O.
Hi, this is Elaine G. from New York, and I'm trying to figure out which paragraph this is. I mean, I listened to what the girl, when she read the paragraph. I don't know where the heck it is in here. But anyway, I was about the paragraph. You know, I could stay abstinent when nothing is going wrong. You know, a smooth day, everything's going great. And then when somebody in the family or my sister who may have to go take dialysis, all these physical problems, instead of reaching out to fellowship, the program, and God, I went to go eat. And, of course, this morning I didn't want to get out of bed, but I said to myself, it's 10 o'clock, go make a vision for you, which I haven't made in a long time. But I know how to be abstinent, you know? I think I know everything. No, I don't. And all I know is that I could be abstinent and then fall and be abstinent and fall, and it goes like that. And this morning I was feeling kind of hopeless this morning, Then I said, come on, you got to get out of bed. You miss your one meeting at 9. You got out of bed and hear some good things. So, I feel like I'm suffering with what's happening with my sister. I mean, she has to go for this test. She may end up in the hospital. She's my twin sister. And my heart's really hurting for all this. I mean, really is. I mean, it was early. But I could have, but I didn't. But I know for next time, I would have felt better this morning. Wanted to get out of bed, work the tools, work the steps, reach out to fellow OAs, and most of all, go to God. I've done this on a good day. Then when things go bad, the food will comfort me, I mean, I was compulsive overeating so bad last night, and of course, my stomach didn't feel very good this morning. But I'd never left the program. That's one thing I never did, was leave the program. And I always picked myself up and started again, no matter how bad I felt, like this morning. I says, go on Vision for You. You'll hear some good things. And I am hearing some good things. But I would like to know what paragraph that is and what page. Could you tell me that? Could you tell me what paragraph and page this is?
Yes, Elaine, that's your time. I'll announce it in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, Elaine G. And we are in the Forward to the Second Edition on page XIX, the last paragraph, while the internal difficulties ending with about 2 out of 3 began to return as time passed. And I'm going to now ask Patty O, and then we'll get a lineup after Patty. Patty, you're next.
Hi, my name's Patty O, and I live in Florida.
Oh, Patty, I think we lost you.
Hi, can you hear me?
There you are. We can hear you now. That's great. Thank you.
My name's Patty O, and I'm a compulsive overeater, and I live in Florida. And the last couple of days, they've been talking about all the difficulties and, of being an adolescent. And I feel so grateful that, for me, everything is in place. All the bugs and the snags have been worked out. So that there's a fellowship that I have a place to come to. Yesterday was I have a sister who's not well also, and I used the fellowship, the suggestions of the program, and my recovery to get through yesterday. I'm sure that Bill and Bob and the early recovering alcoholics probably believe that they invented the 12, Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps. But I truly believe that this program is God inspired. He let them take the credit. And then I guess the last thing I want to say is how I always believed in karma. You get back what you put out there. And this program for me is so not about karma. It's karma is when you get what you deserve. And for me, I've changed karma to the grace of God. And for me, the grace of God has given me blessings. I want to say that I don't deserve, but I don't believe that either. Everybody deserves the life that I seem to be living in the last couple of days. So if I talked to you yesterday in my moments of stress, thank you for answering the phone and for always being there at the other end. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Patty O from Florida. All right, we're going to go ahead and get another lineup. So please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from, and who would like to share. Who would like to share on that paragraph?
Kim H. in Texas.
I've got you, Kim H.
Cheryl S.
Sharon B.
Nevada.
I think I heard Cheryl from Nevada. And then there was, I think, a Sharon right after Cheryl.
Yes, Sharon B. from Michigan.
Thank you, Sharon. Gotcha.
And just to make sure I'm on the right paragraph, I'm sorry, but it starts with while the internal difficulty. Is that right, Stephanie?
That's correct. I'm sorry that there was confusion about that earlier in the meeting, but yes, we're on page XIX. Yeah, I'll just say it one more time, too, if anyone just came in. We're on page XIX in the forward to the second edition, bottom of the page, while the internal difficulties of our adolescent, and finishing the end of that paragraph, about 2 out of 3 began to return as time passed. And do we have anyone else who wants to get in on this next lineup?
Christy K., Washington State.
All right, Christy K., gotcha. All right, we'll go with that. I've got Kim H., Cheryl, I didn't catch your last initial, so please make sure to let us know when it's your turn. So I've got Kim H., Cheryl, Sharon B., and Christy K., and Kim, you'll be first, followed by Cheryl, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Kim H. I'm a compulsive overeater and food addict in Texas, and I can definitely relate to this paragraph. I didn't come in and immediately get sober, but what happened was I came in, got a sponsor, started working the steps. She took me through the big book, and I got sober with the food. And I had that abstinence for a number of years, and then I've also experienced relapse. And so I've been the one who has gotten abstinent again after relapse. And then I currently find myself in this kind of third group of having trouble after a relapse, not being able to get sustained abstinence over the long period. But I'm staying. I've been in OA for 11 years and never left. My life has improved. My life no longer revolves around food in the way that it used to. I am able to be of service to other people in ways that I, you know, obviously before this program never would have been able to be of service. I have the ability to acknowledge resentment and address, what's it affecting inside of me and ask, you know, a relationship with God. I can go to God and say, God, please remove these things from me. You know, and every day I work at abstinence. And so I currently in that those who, and I'm just not leaving and I'm waiting for the miracle to happen again. And I know that it will. And the thing is even if it doesn't look the way that I want it to or other people want it to, if my recovery isn't on the trajectory or the time table that I want it to be on, I know that I'm in the right place. I'm not going anywhere because I know that OA is the only thing, and these 12 steps are the only thing that works for me and helps improve my life. And this paragraph. This paragraph, and I've reached out to this paragraph many times because you know it's not everyone's path is to come in and immediately get sober, but it is possible. And it does happen for people. Anyway, I will pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kim H. from Texas. And next up, we have Cheryl, followed by Sharon B.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S., as in Sam, in Nevada. And there's a lot in this paragraph, and I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. The first is the statistics. And these are amazing statistics back in the beginning that one out of every two people got sober at once and remained that way. And it makes me wonder, made me think about, well, why aren't those the statistics today? And I think, this is just my own opinion, I think, have you ever played that game Telephone, where one person whispers to the next person something and to the next person and the next person, and by the time it gets to the end of the circle, it's like a whole different, it's completely different than what was actually said to the first person. And I think that that's just human nature. But the beautiful thing is we have this book, and if we stick to this book, the instructions are clear, the instructions are simple, and by sticking to this book, I think our statistics would certainly go up. I know my personal statistic went up when I came into Vision and followed the book through a Vision for You Big Book sponsor. The other thing I wanted to talk about was where it talks about how it grew by leaps and bounds. And for this, there were two principal reasons, the large numbers of recoveries and reunited homes. So I've been in OA for a while and done the steps at different times, but really did not feel recovery for one reason or another. But the way that I knew that I wasn't recovered, like, was really because now I am recovered and I see the difference. And the differences were the way I viewed other people. So two examples would be my mom and my husband. I had a lot of resentment towards both of them, and I viewed both of them very, very negatively. And even after I did four steps on them, I had so much judgment, and I still was so ridiculously hypersensitive, and I took everything that they said personally and probably in the wrong way that they were intended. This time I went through the steps according to this book, and I can say that I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I know that because of my reunited home. My relationship with my husband is so much different. And I believe that as a result of me changing, he has changed as well. There's so much harmony in my home. And he changed because I changed. I no longer cause him to want to retaliate against me. And that was a big deal for me. And those, I think it's pages 60 through 62 when it talks about the director. And I spent the day with my mom yesterday and I had a lovely day. I am so thankful and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl S. from Nevada. Next up, we've got Sharon B. followed by Christy K.
Yes. Hey, family. Sharon B. from Michigan. Very grateful, recovered, not cured, compulsive eater. Not compulsive overeater. I'm so grateful for these words. I'm so grateful for these meetings and the reminders of where I've been. And I love this paragraph, how it talks to you. And I can relate to all of it. I was the alcoholic who came to AA and really tried and got sober. And at once in another program, I came to this one and I was confronted with, this is what we need to do. And then I took that and I went away, and it was another year before I called back, and then I had a period of time where I showed improvement, when I did come back, and I didn't see or know what abstinence was. It improved. I improved. And then eventually I became at 25% who sobered up after some relapses and stayed, and stayed. It's like they say, keep coming back, and some just go away, just stay. And that's been my experience. Gratefully, thank God for Vision for You, getting back to where the instructions are for me to actually recover, to find that, to find a group of people that are recovered that can say, this is what I did, because now I got to be one of those people, and that was a little over 3 years ago. And thank God, because I be, you know, one of those 25% now that comes back and stay on. And so very grateful. And I love how it talks about how AA grows by leaps and bounds because of those two things. And with that, I will thank
you. Oh, well, thank you so much, Christy K. And we'll now go ahead and take another lineup. Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. And I think we can probably do... Actually, did I skip somebody?
Yes, Stephanie, you skipped me.
So let me do that all over again. Thank you, Sharon B. and Christy K. I'm like, wait a second, that didn't sound right. Thank you, Sharon B. and Christy K. You're up. Sorry about that.
Hey, no worries, Stephanie. This is Christy K. From Washington State, but currently in Arizona for the holidays. And I just wanted to say that this paragraph was really inspirational to me, especially when they talked about the large number of recoveries that happen. And that's the reason I believe I'm recovered is this meeting, this A Vision for You meeting. I hear so much recovery that I didn't used to hear when I attended some of my face-to-face meetings many years ago. And that has just been so amazing and inspirational for my recovery. And another thing they mentioned is they said some sobered up after relapses, and that's been my story. It's taken me 3 times to finally realize that I have to work every aspect of this program, not just the things that I pick and choose. And I feel really lucky because we had a 3-day drive down here, and I think it's my first road trip where I didn't plot out and plan every place that we could stop and get something to eat. We packed our food, and I just ate what we packed, so that was a miracle for me. They also talked about internal difficulties, and that's definitely where things have improved in my life, not only with the food, but how I deal with circumstances in my life as well. I'm down here with all my family, and I think they're used to a different person, somebody who gets stressed out easy, has to do things in a certain way, has to control things. So it'll be interesting kind of to see how they deal with, I don't want to say the new me, but somebody has a new way of dealing with things. And I'm just so appreciative of everybody who shares. So I learned so much from listening to A Vision for You. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, the real Christy K. And now I'll go ahead. We probably have time for maybe two more. If you could please share your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from, who would like to share?
This is Eileen in Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Eileen. Thank you. Anyone else want to try and get in there? We'll see if we have time. All right. Well, Eileen, we'll go with you. If you can please let us know your last initial so that members can find you on the list, that
sure.
would be great. And you're up.
Sure.
Thanks.
It's Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, last initial S, as in Sam. Thank you so much. Well, I'm just super grateful to be here on this meeting. I used to come to Vision, and then I didn't, and now I'm back. With sponsored direction, so I'm super grateful to be here. And I love that we just read one paragraph at a time in the Big Book. It's just being back to my Bible, because that's what the Big Book is for me. And I veered very far away from my Bible. I never left program, but I also have had quite a bit of abstinence, and then I've had relapses, and I have had had trouble with sustained abstinence. I heard somebody say those words, and that's what I relate to. And I'm here today, and I had a lot of emotional stuff going on last night, and I couldn't sleep, and I stayed up really late, and it's a freaking miracle I did not pick up the food last night, and much less could be going on, and I could go to sleep at a normal time, and that would not have been the story. And so yesterday was my first time on Vision, the Vision meeting, for quite a long time. So I'm going to say that my higher power guided me all along, and that this meeting has helped me enormously. And the fact that this program exists and is still the way it is all these years later is awesome to me. It's just awesome to me. And one day at a time, I'm working out. I just did a food history for my sponsor. And I'm going to work out a new food plan, and I've been around for a long time, but I just want to be like a newcomer, like a new baby, because my way doesn't work. The food doesn't fix it. And of course I know all that, but I listened to a couple of Vision speakers yesterday and just being reminded of the problem is the buildup of human emotion. Food is not the problem. Food is not the problem. That's why diets don't work. Food is not the problem. My brain is the problem. And, so I am here to listen to other brains and not mine and be taught again by the big book. I took a few people's names down. I do make outreach calls. I want to make more. I just love the structure of this program and these meetings. And so I guess that's all I really want to share right now. Thank you for letting me share, and I'm super grateful to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen S. from Portland. And we got about a minute. Anyone want to take a minute?
Hi, I'm Teresa.
1 minute or, oh, sorry, Teresa.
Hi, I'm Teresa from California.
All right, go for it, Teresa. You got 1 minute.
Oh, great. And it's just enough time, perfect timing. So I'm Teresa, recovered compulsive overeater from California, and so grateful for this meeting. I get to listen to a lot. And, you know, I just need this information. Because I have a disease that tells me I don't have a disease. This time I'm okay, and I'm not. And just to hear the recovery on a daily basis is so uplifting. And the amount of recoveries from people who truly work the program, and that's what I have to do. When I work the program, it works. And I'm grateful for that. And it's not only just deals with the food allergies, but it helps me grow and become what God has always intended me to be. And you know what I get to do is better 73 than never. So thank you all for letting me share, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's perfect timing, Teresa. And what was your last initial? That's okay, Teresa. We'll get that next time. But Teresa from California. All right. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Penny L.C. please read a vision for you?
Yes, this is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, wanting to please make an amends to the entire meeting for interrupting at the beginning. I apologize. And this is the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.